The cuts to the SNAP program, or food stamps, in the new tax and spending law are bad news for independent grocery stores. Many of these stores see the bulk of their sales from SNAP dollars. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports from Alabama.
About a 20-minute drive from Auburn University is Wright's Market in Opelika. It's an independent grocer, but really it doesn't look all that different from your classic supermarket, just a bit smaller. It's got aisles packed with sweet tea, veggies, and the best fresh catfish that shopper Diane Chavis says you can get.
I'm an old country girl, so I like old country products.
And what brought you in today?
Best ground beef in town. My husband, if I'm in a hurry and have to stop somewhere else, he can tell every time, as soon as he bites into it, that I haven't gone to Wright's to get that ground beef.